Welcome to Self-Created Podcast with Jurnelle Simmons and Shanika Pishi, giving you resources and gems to create your best self. From books to recipes, local happenings, culture, and everything else in between. Helping you to learn or unlearn, because each and every one of us are creators. Oh my God, we did not let it go. Anywho, y'all, welcome back to the Self-Created Podcast, to Gem Loving Gems, talking all things health, beauty, local, and culture. Oh, I still remember the hook line. We are coming back together just to talk about turning 40. Jurnelle and I are turning 40.
A whole 4-0, man. Like, we have been on this earth for solid decades.
Has it been four solid decades, really? Or has it just been like 3 decades? Because technically, doesn't the fourth decade start till 41, you know?
I'm trying to think about,
no. Because 0 through 10 is 1, then 11 through 20 is 2. No, yeah. 21 through 30 is 3, 31 through 40. Okay, it's been 4 decades.
I was like, I was like, my math went back to discrete. I was like, no, because we are closer to, and I was like, girl, I'm about to pull out a whole equation. A whole equation. I was like, no, we've been here a whole decade. Oh, four of them. And depending on like which calendar you go through or you use, then maybe not 40. Because there are other calendars out there and stuff. I don't know their timing and stuff, but there's also that. But we follow, I think it's the Julian calendar here in
the good old US. All right. They didn't come for that. Okay, so we are talking about being 40, and I had put out on to Instagram asking people, we haven't been back together 5 minutes, I'm already being a sassy bitch. You missed it. That's okay, she gives it to me too. Okay, so I had asked a question, what vision did you have for your life at 40? And I am just going to read the responses and I'm going to keep it anonymous. So one person said, flying cars, robot maid, the Jetsons lied to me.
They didn't lie completely because we do have cellular phones and our cars are electric. So there's that part. We do have robots.
We have a Roomba. Right? Would that be considered a robot maid?
Yeah, it is considered a robot. It's a vacuum and they vacuum and mop. Now we don't have a full autonomous Rosie out here. However, I don't know if I would really want that.
We've seen iRobot with Will Smith.
I mean, I'm fine with the Roomba.
And the Roomba knows enough.
Listen, the Roomba knows enough. There is I don't know if anybody watches it. It's Death, Love, and Robots. It's on Netflix. It's like this little series and it's all about like different scenarios, mainly surrounding robots and how it can go disastrously wrong. Some of them are like fun, lighthearted, but still like has a touch of suspense. And some get like really, really horrific. So I haven't watched them because I don't do the horrors. However, I had somebody recommended to me one in particular and it was hilarious. It was basically a Roomba that went rogue and the woman violated some code somehow and the Roomba started trying to kill her and her dog. And like the whole episode, she's just trying to get away from the Roomba.
Oh, God bless.
So I don't know if we really want that. I mean, we got AI already in these chat functions and people are losing their mind. I don't know if we're ready for a cleaning robot, like a full cleaning. Yeah. So anyway, that's funny though. That's funny.
Somebody else said that they did not have a vision for their life at 40. Mm-hmm. They said, I wish I was that disciplined. I went skiing in Colorado.
So. I mean, that sounds fun.
Somebody else said, I just wanted to make sure I raised my girls to be functional adults.
Okay.
One person, I'd be single and traveling the world. I was actually juggling two high school kids, work and life. Another person said, career in full swing, no debt, fine and rich husband and three kids. You can tell 23-year-old me wrote this. And the last one, not 40 yet, but my vision is to be more confident and a source of safety for others. I thought that was sweet.
That is sweet.
That
is.
So
I did get one through one of my home.
Yeah, what did you get?
Let me see if I can, I had it pulled up. And she was like, married, gang of kids, living the boot up life, me actually at 40, single and childless. And I'm like, there is a blessing in that.
Yeah.
But you know, that's for another time and another story. I will talk to them separately and be like, not with that person.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
So also, I think that's kind of like a good segue. When we think about different decades, right? Because they're like, they just seem so monumental, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like 30, 20, 40, 50, like a big number. And I'm realizing that the number is significant, but it's not like a stop. It's not like mm-hmm. a stopping point. Mm-hmm. And just because it's 40 doesn't mean that you can't. It's more of, do you want to? Are you interested still? Is this a priority? I find myself asking way more questions now than I did at 30 and definitely at 20.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm just really, really looking at the intent behind the thing, as opposed to, I gotta do it. And now it went from, I gotta do what, which was the 20s, and mm-hmm. then the 30s was, I gotta do it to set me so up for XYZ. And now at 40, I'm like, who says I have to do it? Who? Did I say this? Yeah. And where did I get this from? And why? What's the intention? What's the meaning? What's the goal? Do I even want that? I think that's my question I keep asking myself. Mm. Do I even want that anymore?
Yeah, that's a good question to ask. Yeah, like overall, I've totally thought when I was turning 40, I would still be like, I'd be married mm-hmm. and a happy marriage with kids, just being like the best mom. Best mm-hmm. wife I could be. And I've actually been like struggling with that the past few months, because while I always wanted to work for myself, I never thought or expected it to have to be the thing that sustained me and my mm-hmm. sons. You know, I thought it was right. just going to be more right. supplemental right. because I've always wanted to be an involved mom, which I am, but just not as tired as I am now. So it's been right. really hard to struggle, because I'm like somebody that would have been just happy being a mom and a wife, like, and not being defined by like business. So uh-huh. not having that, like, it sucks. Like I wish I had that, but then I try not to think on it, because then I spiral and I'm like, well, I picked wrong and all this stuff. And then I just go look back, my choices, look back. And you know, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about that. So I don't know. I've been working on just trying to let go of what I was hoping and expecting for the past, for what I thought my future is going to be. And, you know, accepting what it actually is. So,
right.
Yeah, that's been a rough one for me. I've like cried about it. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's just because, you know, these days it's all like, you know, be a badass woman, driven, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But I do find like importance in just being like a good mom and a good wife. And I think it's because my love language is like acts of service. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like very good of like serving.
Okay. I see.
I mean, I do it to my boys, but you know.
Right. I think that's the
Sorry, I'm just thinking sidebar. Logan is so like regimented. Like that boy will come down 5:30 and be like, dinner ready. Like,
where's my food, Mom?
I was thinking that yesterday. I was like, this kid's got it too good. Like,
oh, very.
Comes downstairs with his phones, his headphones on, talking to his friends, like eats his dinner, goes back up. Like,
do you not know what I did? And you're like, it doesn't. That's not you, Mom. That's you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you.
Let's not put the trauma onto him.
Right. That's I have to be fed. Like that's a part of existing.
Yeah.
There's that. I'm thinking about that because, you know, in the same arm, it's just the same. It's a little bit of a difference, but it's like on the other end of the spectrum where I thought I would be at a position where like one of my goals, I say dreams because making it an actual goal and putting some plans to it would have been a lot better than what it is, which is a dream. My dream was to retire at 40. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be in a position to retire at 40. I'm nowhere near that. Nowhere near that. Like,
do you think you'd be able to do stuff to make it happen at 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I would like, and I think that's part of the sadness that, you know how you talk about your sadness? This is my sadness. While you know, in my 20s, I did envision having like a family with kids. And then that vision changed once I got to 30 and I decided I didn't want that. I wanted like, yeah, husband, cool. Kids, no. And for me, the husband part was even very much cherry on top. I would be happy with like a life partner type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like a companion I can, you know, do dope things with, share life, you know, have a wonderful sex life, that type of stuff, you know? But to me, my goals really centered around my career. And I had these very ostentatious goals about being in a certain place in my career where honestly I'm not. And it's not for a lack of trying. And now that I'm sitting here, kind of like you, mm-hmm. having that introspective moment, it's like, it's not over. You can go after these goals if you want to. And where the grief ties in is like some of those goals, I have no desire anymore to achieve.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You'd be like working somewhere, like being like a big wig and stuff like that. But then it's like, I don't know, is it really cool to be in charge of a bunch of people?
Like in my head, I was going to be director, working my way up to do like senior director, or I would at this point be owning my own business.
I do.
But it would be more of a conglomerate type situation, you know, international. I got hopes.
mm-hmm.
Right. Different area codes. I would have businesses in different area codes, all that type of stuff. And now I'm sitting here going, oh girl, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think some of it really is, you know, with age and wisdom, experience, you get a different viewpoint, you get a different perspective, a different level of clarity than you would have, right?
Right.
So there's a grief in knowing that that dream is going to die. It's actively dying. And at the same time, a relief and happiness, because then you get to put your energy and your time and whatever into something else that you might really want to do. I think where the uneasiness comes in is when you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I remember talking to my therapist about this, oh, probably about 2, 3 years ago, 37, 38. And I told her, I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing in 40. Like blank slate, no idea. Like, not even like in my imagination, I built a house, right? Built the house, like I found a place of land. So like my 20s was just like finding land. Then 30s was building the house out, frame by frame, room by room, all that stuff, getting some furniture in that joint, like figuring things out. And then 40 is like a back room to the house where you would go, you open the door and it's just white. Not like a white room. No, it's like white light because I don't know what exists after, because I have been planning so hard for 20s and 30s, didn't even think about 40s. And girl, 50, what? Who, where? What? Huh? How? Nope. So, and I was like, it's just, blank slate. As well as it's intimidating, because up until this point, I have had a plan. I've had a plan. And I have ideas. I have thoughts. I have pseudo plans, but nothing really that gets my motor going to be like actively involved. Like my friend asked me today, she's like, "What are you trying to do?" And I was like, "Girl, get paid and sit at the house. Like I don't want to work."
Well, I did send you tell you about that TikTok of that one girl.
The new one is a new one.
The one that's like works hard for 1 week and then has the rest of the
Oh,
weeks
you,
off.
I haven't seen that TikTok, but you
No,
told
I
me
mean I
that.
just told you about her
Oh,
and I
yeah.
was like, that's awesome.
It is awesome. And that's kind of like, well, I'm like, dang, could I do that? Like, maybe like a contract would probably be like the equivalent where I get a contract that I would work for like a couple of months that's equivalent for what I need for the year. And then that's the juice out. But anyway, so. It's 40 is very interesting because it's just like it's for the first time entering in a decade and truly honestly not having like plan other than being black and dying. Like that's all I got right now. I got a high level payoff student loans, pay off debt, and put some money in retirement so I'm not in the, on the street as an elderly person. But like the gung-ho type plans that I had at 30 and the optimism that I had at 20, I am sitting here like twiddling thumbs, like, all right, so what? I mean, I'm planning a birthday, but you can't see my face, but I'm making faces. And I think that's kind of where I'm just sitting at. And I was like, a part of me is like, do you want to? Do you honestly want to? And I'm like, I would like to give myself a gift that I haven't, which is taking the pressure off and being able to let things unfold and see where it goes. Like I have like, and at this point, the foundation of who I am, pretty solid. There's always some shifts, some changes, some growth, all that good stuff. But overall, I feel fairly good that I have some fundamental stuff in play. So I know I'm not gonna like go out here and be crazy, act like wild. Although if that's what you want to do, go for, just as long as it doesn't harm anyone else. To each his own. I kind of want to just play this decade where it's like, let me take the reins off. Let me actually say that the thing that I always think, but let me actually believe it and do it, which is trust that I will be led and guided in the direction that God really wants for my life. And that might be why I don't feel a major pull to do and plan for a thing. Because I'm truly like waiting on a direction. Like I'm not I'm like, I would say I'm actively waiting, because it's not like I'm just sitting here twiddling thumbs. Like, I'm working, I'm researching, I'm looking, I'm praying, I'm listening. At the same time, I'm not making a move either or. So it's just interesting to be in this spot, because really honestly, with the way I usually have done my life, I'm way more like, new year, better bitch.
Like, yeah.
Because, you know, my new year starts on my birthday. So I'm Same like, season. Yeah. I'm over here with that, my new year accomplishments and my, and now I'm just like, it's like I'm tired of that and tired of work. I'm just, girl is tired. Can I just exist for a little bit? And I think that's pretty much where I feel. It's doing what I need to do while waiting for that, what I would call hell yeah movement. Over here, do it, type of thing.
So I feel like I'm at a point where it's like, I feel like, you know, if we play our cards right and stay healthy, that we have as many years ahead of us as we have behind us right now, you know.
I agree.
If we live, say, 80 something, 90 something, that's still a possibility. So I think I want to take the first 2 to 3 years of my 40s and flesh some things out, get really established. So, you know, how I texted you the other day when I was like, I was drinking, I'm gonna start 10 businesses. Well, you know what? Fuck around and find out. And I really might. Like, I'm, I'm serious. I'm gonna start recording some urban legend horror stuff, because I know you ain't into that shit. So
although I used to be, like, growing up, I had the books and I would read the
things. Know, but you wouldn't even let us watch like World War Z, and that's not even that scary.
Because it crosses my horror bound. You know I don't fuck with zombies. If you, if there is one thing you will ever know about me, it is. Girl, Idris, all the Elbas, the damsons.
So I'm just like, at this point, it's like, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do, because who freaking cares? Because why do I care about other people's opinions? Everyone's miserable. So like, why should I care about what they have to say? And I can like literally drop dead tomorrow. But you know what? At least I had like that one episode out about like urban legends or something that I wanted to do. I was just having a conversation with, you know, our friend, he just opened up a store, and I was talking about posting something, and she's like, well, won't that be redundant since I just posted this last week, you know, something similar? And I was like, no, I post every week when I'm at the market, and I don't think that's redundant. And I was like, and also, who the fuck cares? I was like, this is your business. You want it to be successful. You do what you have to do, especially with the algorithm. I was like, just post it. I said, you know, I see people post things ad nauseum and it gets on my damn nerves, but guess what else? I'm still watching it. So who cares? A lot of times we have to check ourselves when we get annoyed with someone overposting or this and that. It's probably because we wish that we were doing it as well.
That part.
And they don't have to follow us.
No, they don't have to follow us. And two, like, they're, you want to post multiple times anyway, because not everybody catches the first post. We think they do, but they
don't. And exactly. So,
like you said, in the algorithm, be algorithming, and there are times where they will suppress your post, or they'll weigh and whatever. So yeah, you definitely want to spam the system almost, or not spam the system, but you know, definitely how much ever you think you should be posting, you probably need to do that times two or three.
Exactly. And like, again, who cares? Like, you know, you're not going to your deathbed like, oh, I posted too much. Like, and I say this like for myself too, you know, so I just like putting myself out there more into the universe. I've had like Mercury and Gatorade, like I said, more like Mercury and Haterade.
I saw that. That was funny.
I was like, remember, you guys, I am a mom, so I do have some jokes.
Oh, that is true.
I'm sorry. I was just like, I'm still cracking myself up. I was like, because I said it to myself, I was like, Mercury and get retrograde, more like Haterade.
Ba-dum-bum.
I was straight up in the room laughing.
there is nothing better than parent jokes. They are top tier.
And then Logan's at the age where he'll shut me down. He'll be like, stop it.
Oh, it's even better. Oh, it's the best time because you can embarrass them. Because
I was like, stop. I'll be like, you capping, stop. He's like, stop it.
No, you have absolutely not. Don't let you actually use a slang word correctly. It's like it grates on their nerves. It's like you got their little nerves. And you just you just tap dance on it. Oh gosh, I love that age. I live for it. It's like, you know, it's like how vampires be like, to me, that's that perfect age of a child, because then you can just everything, you can get back on them, whatever they
do. Yeah, I love it. So delicious. I want to start, you know, I'm still like in the beginning stages of my businesses where I'm still willing and ready to put in the work. And thankfully, because my boys are a little bit older, you know, I guess 25 is a young mom these days. You know, I was a young mom. So thankfully they're now a little more independent. They don't care too much about hanging out with me. I can now be a little bit selfish. And I've said this before, I feel like I can be the selfish that I was in my 20s. Now in my 40s, unfortunately, I just don't have the same knees and back that I had in my 20s. We will talk about that in a moment. Yeah. So my next goal
Hold on a second. I just realized something.
What?
I thought you were a little older, but you were 25 when you had Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you're my mom.
Okay, well, I mean, damn, shout out to Janelle Sr. I mean,
no, like, because it just clicked, because I'm like, my mom had me at 25, and then she had my brother 5 years later at 30.
Yeah, and I had Sage, I turned 29, and I had.
And it's funny, because I'll ask her about that age, and my mom literally cannot tell me shit. She was scratching and surviving. She's like, girl, I can barely, it was a blur. It was
yeah, and I thought I was old by the time I started having kids. So
right. And I'm like, and so it's funny because I'm looking at you, I'm like, huh. It's like a way for me to peer in to my mom without, you know, you're not my mother, you're my friend. But it's like looking at a reflection. So I'm like, what would my mom be going through? And now like I'm looking at you, I'm like, oh, this is what was going on. And then it's like, now I'm having to reflect about where I was as a child, my brother as a child, her being an adult. And it really does, it allows me to give a lot more grace, because woo child woo. Like, I know we were different kids, but these kids, they different. So wow. And also too, I don't know if 25 is young, because depending on who you talk to, that's about the age. You know, but the majority of my friends, not so much, but that's because they were like focused on their career fucking nigga. So they weren't looking for, you know, someone to partner and have kids with until their mid to late 30s. So that's when they had their kids. But I also have other people in my circle who had their kids at like 18 and 19. So there's that part, or 27, or, you know, 25, 26, like you. So
I think
you're in a good space. You're in a good space.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I'm just, and I'm like really trying to work on my mental health. I did a cord cutting ceremony. Shanika, girl, speak. And you just let me go. A cord cutting ceremony.
Because I was like, I'm not going to correct her, because she's going to correct herself.
I did a cord cutting ceremony. And, you know, I'm just trying to get back into my ritualistic things and really trying to, the universe is truly testing me right now. And it's giving me like little gems, but then it's like fucking with me too. Like, haha, how are you going to pivot with this? Because guess who else had car issues today?
Again? Are you serious?
So, and it like was off of like, by the way, I trimmed my hair. So that was off of, you know, spent a great day doing some office yoga, like, you know, workshop movement with a group up in Lancaster. And I'm just like, man, I love this. This is what I want to do. I want to implement it more. Then I go to Kroger trying to be a good mom, make a little salmon and potatoes and broccoli for my kids tonight. And then I go and the starter won't start. That leads to me having to wait like almost 3 hours for a tow truck to come. Thankfully, like my dad came and whatnot. We just basically hung out in Kroger, me, him, and my mom. And so, but then I get an email about someone that's like, hey, we want to do like a youth leadership program, 2 days, it's gonna be 50 to 100 kids. Could you do like a 45 minute yoga thing? And you know, what's your quote? I mean, I may not get it, but this morning I put out there, I was like, hey, I am doing an office thing. If you guys are interested in implementing this, message me. Maybe that person saw my story or maybe they just found me on a whim, but you know what? I put myself out there and the universe is like, here you go. So even if nothing comes from that, my quote's not enough, you know, like too high or whatever, at least I'm getting that inquiry, you know? So I'm thankful for that. So it's kind of like, I'm just trying to really freaking ride with that.
I love it.
With the good. Even though like, I thought I was going to come on here and cry because I'm like my 30s. I guess like when I look back, I can be thankful for some things, but then it's kind of hard for me to look back because a lot of it's like in a haze of PTSD from a really bad marriage and divorce. But I need a fucking win.
You do.
And I'm hoping that everything that's happening to me in my last month of my 30s is like so I can enter my 40s like really freaking great.
You know, I think it's also a retrain because we've already won. Like if we're being 100%, we've already won. Are there another level of winning that we want to get to? Hell yeah. But we've already won. We have already won. And I think that's kind of the point of like moving into this new decade. It's going, you're here. Congratulations. Now what do you really want to do? You know? So, but yeah. There is winning to be had.
Okay, so on to like the more fun, lighter topic. Our bodies. Really wish, and I've talked to this about other people. I really wish, you know, that movie In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried, when like everyone's like 25 and they have like that countdown to like their 25th birthday or whatever. Right. I wish we had a countdown to when it was our last day where everything was gonna feel good. I do not remember what it's like to just wake up and live.
Girl, I remember.
Janelle, everything hurts.
I'm not at that. I am not at everything hurts type of level. I think
a I'm being dramatic.
I know, but also I think that's too because, you know, them damn kids. Like I said, fuck the kids. Anyway. Because you people who have birthed children know that is a different body that you're doing.
Yeah.
But I remember waking up and then just like truly and honestly waking up like gotta get up. All right, let me get up out of this bed. This is the normal, right? Now I get out of, I wake up and I'm like, all right, let me meditate. Like I need to like warm myself up to get up, as opposed to before, where I would roll over, mumble some words like a prayer, and then be like, ah, I want to do this right now. And then I'm gonna just, and then I just hop up and then I go. Now yeah. I have to like roll myself out of bed. I have to sit and contemplate my life choices, and then I can ride.
I know.
My thing is, when did I start grunting anytime I have to bend my waist?
Girl, okay, listen.
Why?
I used to like judge my mom and stuff. Like, what she like, tie my shoe for me. You know what I mean? Like, when she didn't want to bend over and stuff. Or like, you know, thread this needle.
Girl, I went to grab my yoga mat on the ground and I let out a, I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you need to do that?
And sometimes it's like involuntarily, like it just happens.
I would be such a troll to my dad about his grunting, because this man would grunt for any and everything. And I hear myself, and it is retribution, let me tell you, because I when I tell you bend at my waist, I mean that. I'm not talking about squatting. I'm not talking about getting down, you know, on the knee to like go grab something underneath a table or whatever. No, I'm talking, I bend my waist and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, well,
why?
You also need to do better stretching, but we're not going to get into that.
I mean, yes, I do, because right now my middle back, right, my upper middle back is just like mad, and I can't find my goddamn lacrosse ball. I don't know what I did with it.
I've been talking about you in my stretch sessions with people. Like, girl, when I just had you like literally just doing a seated forward fold, and he was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
Yeah, you see, y'all understand the levels. And like, you know what, I don't even feel a type of way, because anytime you do any type of experimentation, you make money off of me. So I,
you know what, I sure do. Well, you know what, listen,
so that's why I don't feel any type of way with my grunting or whatever. But yes, I do need to stretch more.
But fair, and also you, but you don't hesitate to be like, hey, I need you to mix something up for me.
No, I don't, because I know what the experiment will eventually make you money. So I don't even have to worry about it. It's like, I am your RD, okay? I'm your research and development.
You truly are. You truly are. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you don't even know how much I appreciate it. Like, speaking of, I think this was like post after the ex was out, when I was still at the old place, and I just like made up all those concoctions like one Sunday night, and just like wrote handwritten labels and sent you a text of descriptions of it all, and you came back with like thorough thoughts on all of them. Yeah, that was great.
See, that was like, I don't feel away, but no, I do need to stretch more. But that's the thing, like, I don't remember needing to stretch. Right now I have to stretch, y'all. Let me tell you, this is the sign of aging. I have a roster of doctors. I collect doctors like goddamn Pokemon. I have a cardiologist. I have a podiatrist. I have a orthopedic. I have my primary care, my gynecologist, my dermatologist. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is all great because it's all preventative, you know,
but it's so much. It's just so much.
So much. And I barely kept a primary in my 20s and early 30s, like barely. And a dentist, I have a dentist and an orthodontist. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, but I went to a podiatrist because I was having like certain issues. Right. And he was telling me, he's like, your ankle mobility and flexibility isn't where it should be at your age. And I was like, oh, that's because I sit all day. He's like, yeah, exactly. He's like, so here are some exercises that I want you to do to help with that. Because I would tell him, I was like, you know, whenever I'm trying to get into like squats or whatever, I feel like it's very tight. And I mean, of course, my hip flexors are tight, all that type of stuff. And, you know, that whole thing. And so he was telling me, you know, this, that, and the third. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to start stretching. So now it's a matter of me incorporating stretching during the day to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. But yeah,
yeah.
Honestly,
that's like the main thing. And that's why I tell people, like, you got to stretch throughout the day, like twice a day, three times a day. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything major. You just got to move.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, my big thing is I love a walk. So, you know, I walk because that's a good way for me to, you know, get some movement in.
I have got to get back into walking. I need to get into walking. I need to, that's like something, I might do that tomorrow as I'm waiting for my car to get fixed because I ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Might as well go for a freaking walk and listen to some podcast.
Listen, I walk around but that's really it. And I mean, sometimes I listen to stuff. If I'm going to do, like, I listen to things mainly when I'm indoors. If I'm outdoors, I don't have my headset on because it gives me like a break. Like it's a straight up break from everything, you know, visually. Like I'm not staring at a screen.
Did you see the TikTok that I sent you about how to go for a manifestation walk?
I don't know. I have to check back and see.
And it was basically like no podcast, no this or that, and just kind of like, I don't know. I have to look back and see. Which, by the way, things I never thought I'd be doing in 40 is communicating with my bestie through like videos and TikToks.
I know.
5011 social media thing.
It's like every new social media thing comes out. Eventually, Shanique and I will be sending messages to one another. Like,
I mean, we've been through like a lot.
A lot.
And we're still going. But it's all started on Twitter.
It is.
But like that's how, like, someone's like, "What's up with Janelle?" And I'm like, "I don't know. She's good. She sends me TikToks." Like,
I know. I don't, because I don't really post. And so there's that part. I'm like out here living. I'm like, I'm a lurker, y'all. I know.
I have to tell people, they're like, I follow her. She doesn't follow me. I'm like, you guys, if Janelle does not follow you, don't feel offended. She's barely on.
Right.
Don't feel offended. She just doesn't look. And I had to get better with like my business page on that. Like I check that more often because people like share me in their stories. I'm like, oh, thanks, but I missed it.
I know. Let me see. I did not think in my 40s, I did not think I would still be in the United States.
You know what? Same. So part of me thought I would be living. Okay, one dream I had was to be living. This is going to sound very like American and privileged of me, but living in another country, like on a beach and like teaching like English or teaching something to kids. Oh God, cringe.
It's all good. I had a dream of living abroad, and that would be my second home. So I would have a primary. You want to talk about Snoop? My primary residence would be here in the United States, but my secondary residence, where I would majority spend my time, would be abroad somewhere. In my head, I'm like maybe Germany or somewhere like that. I don't know. But wherever it was, I would be there. I would have a house, and I may or may not be working, but I would definitely be luxuriating regardless. There would be some major luxuriation. I would either be living in a loft in the downtown area or a beautiful garden home right outside the city, like whatever. Your girl was gonna be living that luxury life. Before we got labeled as a soft life, your girl was already imagining, you know, that a form of, what is it? I'm trying to remember, you know, in my Blanche era, you know, I had a house in Florida. I had a house somewhere lovely. And, you know, it would be open to friends and family to float in and float out. But I was living comfortable. I was living straight. So to be living in the United States of America and only living here is something I did not see coming.
But you have gotten like your travel in, so.
Oh, the traveling was always there and it was gonna happen, hook or crook, mainly hook. But it was more of the permanence of like being able to float between. Like, I really honestly thought I would have another passport. Like, I would have dual citizenship mm-hmm. somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, is that something you still want to happen?
Yes.
Okay. And so what timeline do you want to put on that?
I have another individual to consider with that. So that
shout out.
So now I'm like,
this part.
I gotta figure out, because like in my head, like originally the thought was like, honestly, that was a thing I didn't think would be happening in my 40s either. I didn't think I would be with someone who was American, you know, a U.S. citizen.
I thought I was gonna marry
had dreams and hopes.
The thoughts we thunk.
Girl, we were hoping hard.
But you know how you're like, fuck them kids. I'm gonna check that relationship. Just go.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you are FTR, I'm FTK.
Because I told you, I think like the next person I need to date is like a firefighter, you know? Because don't they have like those like 4 days on, 4 days off? You know, they have to stay at the what's house. That place called? The house? Firehouse. Yeah, and I don't gonna see you.
Yeah.
You know, because
until they retire.
Lord, I just be thinking like, I got a queen size bed and I gotta share that.
First of all, you upgrade to a king if you can. I understand there's privilege in that, but I listen, that is once again, that's another conversation I'll be having.
I know, but upgrade to a king to what? Share it or just have it by myself?
Oh, to share. So that
way. No. That's ghetto. Sharing beds is ghetto.
Or you can do it straight European style where you have two separate beds and then they're right next to one. You don't want to sleep in the same room.
Oh, God. You know, I just like to sprawl out.
My Aunt Maggie.
And I'm shout sideways.
To my Aunt Maggie on my mama's side.
I'm legit like that meme. Have you seen it where it's like someone's got their like, what's the Apple laptops called? A Mac Air.
The Mac Air.
And it's like they're sideways and then they have it sideways too. They're like that lazy, like that they prop it sideways.
No.
Like that's me. Like I don't want to share.
So story is my Aunt Maggie, God bless her. I wasn't able to really ask her what I would call my adult questions because I was like in my 20s and wasn't really, you know, thinking like that. Oh, was I in my 20s or was I in my 30s? Early 30s. I can't remember. I might have been in my early 30s. I can't remember when Aunt Maggie passed. Anyway, Aunt Maggie and her uncle, her husband, they had separate bedrooms, like totally separate bedrooms. And they were on two different sides of the house. And Uncle Jack, oh, God bless him. And so, you know, that's how they always had it. And I never got a chance to ask her, you know, was that the setup they had always, or was that something that they did later on or whatever? But in my head, I'm like, nah, that's brilliant, especially mm-hmm. if you have, like, for me, I'm a light sleeper, and this is also a thing I didn't realize in my 40s I would be a light sleeper, because before I would sleep, elephants could walk past me and I would not wake up. Now you breathe too heavy and I am standing over you.
Wow. All right, this is not the exact meme, but I'm gonna send you a picture of like how I be in my bed.
Okay.
All right, it's coming through.
Okay. Through text or
text? Text. Oh, okay, oh wait, okay. It's still coming. Hold on, I forgot. Okay. You're Hera. Android. Yes. Okay.
I'm an Android.
It should have came through now.
Okay. I just got it. Why
is it the actor? Like, I tilted too.
A mess. Oh my gosh, yo, that's funny.
But I've had to break that habit. I've started putting my electronics across the room again and grabbing a book because it was getting out of control.
Shout out to a thing I never thought I would be doing in my 40s. I never thought I would be this tied to my phone.
Oof. It's terrible.
Like the thought of, like, y'all, I don't even want to say it because it gives me straight up panic if something was to happen to that device. Like straight up panic. And it was such a slow progression that you just wake up one day and it's like you automatically reach. Like, cause I remember where the phone would be not just it would be clear in the other section of the house. It wouldn't even, and we're not talking like cordless phones. I'm talking about when the iPhone came out, like around that time, you know, razors and all that other foolishness. You plug your phone up and you would have it wherever and you would grab it when you need it on your way out the door. But it wasn't the first thing you checked in the morning. It wasn't the last thing you checked in the morning because you didn't have email. Social media wasn't a thing. Like, the utility of the phone really was to call, to text, and maybe you had a calculator. Like,
yeah,
very, very, very basic. And then over time, as they started adding, you know, touchscreens and color, I think came at the same time. Oh no, they were color before touchscreen because I had a Samsung flip phone that had the camera and it was color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then you were starting able to get online, right? But still, it was so slow. You weren't, what were you checking? Online, nothing. You could send video and like grainy ass video, but you could send video and photos to friends and stuff, but you still didn't have that attachment because it wasn't truly a mini computer like it is now. And honestly, I miss that. I miss the separation that I had from my...
And now we have to like work harder.
You have to actually work to break that tie. Like, I'm like a quarter of the way there. I won't say halfway there. I'm a quarter of the way there with social media now. And that's because I removed it from my phone. Like it is, I do not have the apps installed on my phone. I do have it logged in as a web app. Like if I go to my my browser, I can go to browse. But to me having to go to the browser is that first trick, that first layer of bitch, what you doing? So
yeah,
that's the whole point. And like as soon as I took social media off my phone,
my stuff got cut in half because I did the same thing.
Girl.
Listen, I did keep TikTok and Reddit, but
I need my
Reddit. And like TikTok lately has been throwing me a lot of like manifestation videos. And so they're like, use this sound for this. And like, I'm falling for it. It makes me feel good. So, you know, it's like, use this sound and you'll get blessings type of thing. And it's like, you can even make a private video. You just got to use the sound. So I've been doing it because, you know, like whatever, I'm a sucker for it. Mm. I'm keeping my tickety talk on, but like my Instagram and all that stuff, I have taken off. I actually have a game I've been playing on there, and as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm actually going to delete it because it's taken up unnecessary time that, you know, I don't need to be doing. Like, I need to be picking up a book or something. And I'm not saying this like a judgmental way. No, I'm just saying this for me. Excuse me, sorry.
Dang, I should
have muted. My bad, y'all. I should have, it's for me.
Right.
Like, no, I need to do better.
And that's my thing, which is like, I noticed that I was scrolling for distraction. I was scrolling because I was bored. I was scrolling for like, you know, sometimes like truly to get that dopamine hit. And it was a matter of like going, nah, fam, this isn't cool. And so really honestly, just like took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that it's now a lot better. So like, I am actively more aware because I'm on my other phone that does have it. When I'm using it, because I'm like, it's a physical reminder of like, you have this phone that only has social media on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been using this phone for X amount of time. And, you know, because the timer thing really wasn't working for me because I would just reset it. Like,
ignore it.
The barriers were very low. And this actually is like a barrier that actually gives me like a thought, like, you've been holding this phone that's not your real phone for blah, 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 blah. So anyway, the fact that we have to do all of this is mind-blowing to me.
I know.
But like you said, like, you know, I can read on here. I love that. I can check emails. I love that. I can write emails. I can take video. I can take photos. Like, it made the YouTube, so funny. The phone actually dropped in use for me because of the lack of social media. Because if I'm not taking a video, if I'm not taking a photo, if I'm not writing an email or reading a book or making, you know, using it as like a calculator or a timer or looking up something, like researching something, I have no reason to have that phone in my hand, or I'm not on the phone, like calling someone or texting someone. I have no reason to have that phone in my hand. And it's interesting how easy I can just like leave it now. As before, that phone would be here, you know, at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could put it down and be like, done. But yeah, it's just, I didn't realize we would be this far in technology. I mean, you could see the ramp, but it's like, wow, how far we have come. And when I think about all the phones I have, I'm like, just wild. I would say, one thing I did see myself having that I'm actually quite happy is having the friend circle, my sister friends.
Yeah, definitely.
I actively, as a child, that was one of the things, being military, is having consistent friends was difficult because you move.
Yep.
And so when we stopped moving, I was like, oh, that's great. And then I was like, but wait, we're going to stay here in South Carolina?
Like,
what am I gonna do? How am I? You know your child, right? And so I really didn't think I was gonna meet anybody who would have same commonalities as me, have same interests, you know, behave. Like, I really did think I was gonna be out here. In my head, when we moved to our house in Columbia, I was going in fifth grade, I really thought in my head was like, all right, Janelle, you gotta thug this out. The 12th grade and you're out the ditch. Like, I really did think I wasn't gonna be able to connect with anyone. I was just gonna make some like real superficial, so I have somebody to talk to at lunch and maybe walk home with in our neighborhood, but I would find my real friends when I go to college.
Yeah.
And I'm pleasantly surprised that is not the case, that I have friends that I have known since fifth grade, sixth grade, high school, and of course college. And they're all as tight as my, you know, college friends. Cause they're like, they say, you meet your real friends in college. And I'm like, actually, I've met my real friends pretty much all my life.
No, I didn't.
You know, maybe in 10. So, especially in my adult life. So that one thing I'm glad came to fruition is that I had a dope set of friends around me, like friends, associates, colleagues. Like, y'all are awesome. Y'all are really awesome. So,
aww, you're awesome too, bitch.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's like wrap this up. So, like, how do you want like this first year of 40 to go? What are you gonna work on?
I want some fun.
Okay. So you want fun.
I'm sorry, that just, yeah, because it's like, it has been, especially with the pandemic, because it's not over and we're just living through this thing. It had really put a pause on life for a bit. And sitting there having to shift up, change up, rethink. And I found myself being way more strategic in my life. Not that there's anything wrong with it, and that normally I'm not, but I really wasn't focusing on the fun aspect of it. It was more of, it truly was, it was a survival type of thing. And then it moved from survival to thriving, but it all stayed on this, we got to go get, go. And then it reversed to like, okay, well, you can't go in person. You got to go virtually. So go hard virtually. And now I'm just like, can we have some fun? Can we have some ease? I think that's one of the things I really want to open and get into my bag is ease. I really have this script that I am actively working on. And, you know, one of the counters is things can be easy. Things can come to me easily. I don't have to like pop, 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 you know, to get it. I don't have to fight all my life. I don't have to. I can be in a place of receiving. I can be of a place of expectation and knowing it will come to fruition. Like, I can truly release and let go and just be like this. And that really diving deep into that manifestation bag, right? Like the little hints that I be getting from the universe, that God be like looking at me like, girl, when you ready, we've been here. For simple things, like for instance, I really wanted some black tennis shoes, but your girl has been really on her budget and focusing it on debt repayment and saving. So the discretionary spending has collapsed. Not to say that I just don't at the rate I was before. All right, cool. So I'm like, all right, we'll put a couple of dollars every paycheck. And, you know, once I get to a certain amount, then I'll go buy me some shoes. You know, I might go look around at some thrift stores, consignment stores type of thing, see if I see anything. Cool, cool, cool. I went over to my friend's house on Sunday. I took my niece out to the museum. We had a glorious little time. And her dad was like, hey, what size shoe you wear? I was like, oh, 9.5. He's like, hey, I have some shoes. Do you want them? And I was like, sure, let me, you know, take a look. Because I'm constantly giving his wife stuff. Like, I came there with a bag of clothes. And open up the box, black pair of shoes.
Aww.
And I was like, thanks. So I was like, you know, said thank you, of course. And I'm just like, now I got a cute pair of Adidas to wear for the summertime. But yeah, and a white pair too, like fly white. Anyway, but just those simple things, right? I really want to get into in my 40s is ease, it's fun. Because if there's something that reminds me about how short life is, it's when, and I don't know if I talked about this or not, but my aunt passed away a couple years ago with cancer. And being that up close to death, the first time I've ever been that close to death, really shook me in a way that I was like, whoa. And you know, I love Miley Teal. She has a newsletter, and last month or this month, no, it was last month, she had a newsletter about grief and talking about how our society does a disservice by not talking about it, not addressing it, not giving anything to it. And so I look at the grief that I feel from time to time, not as a mourning you know, sadness as more of an awareness. Because I think about my aunt and I'm like, yo, she was in her late 60s. And it's just like, you don't know, but you do know. Like, we don't make it out of here alive. And
yeah,
it's just like, and I think I spoke on that part, but it's not like a sadness of like, it's like a thing to be concerned and worried and oh my gosh. It's more, I think if anything, like a gift of like, listen, this is it. Do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, but in reason, when I say in reason, understanding risk, right? Because some people would drop everything and go run and do the thing. If you can do that, more power to you. For some people, it might be making small choices every day towards their thing. Like you said, you know, you got the 10 million businesses that you want to do. It's for mm-hmm. you writing those ideas down, prioritizing them, figuring out what you have in your resource bag, what you might need, and then making the steps to actually bring it to fruition, you know? So if anything, you did it, you know? How and what happens with it, that's really not our thing. It's the matter of just doing it. And so I think that's kind of where I sit when I'm looking at 40 and going into this decade. It really is being like reminder that this is one more decade that you were granted on this earth, but it's also one less decade you have to live. So be mindful. And I guess it's almost that feeling in my head where I try and make a harmony of the two, where I don't want to be so like sped up, like I gotta do all things, I don't have time. It's more of a truly an awareness.
Yeah.
I know I don't have all the time in the world, but I have all the time in the world. And living in that flow. So I think that's kind of where I'm sitting when I'm going into this decade, which is I want to have fun with the time that I have left. I want ease in the time that I have left. Too many people in my family, in my lineage, in my community of being of, you know, African descent in this country have worked. Let me be the first of many to actually enjoy the fruits of our labor. So that's what I'm looking towards, is moving towards more ease, more fun, more rest. Because when I look around me, I don't want to have to be like, I got to wait till X in order to do. Like, nah, you can do that now. You can do that now. And if anything, maybe doing that now will allow me to continue to be here in a better capacity later on. Because people are living longer. Centennials are here, you know. I watched it. I don't know if I sent it to you. TikTok the other day. A young man. It was funny. He was doing like this homage to his great grandmother, and he said that his grandmother has lived every year past the year they thought she would die. And at first, I was like, "What?" But then he tells the story. Like, this woman has had like a massive heart attack and all these other things. Beat them all, still here. She's 110 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a picture that he put up of like the year before. They thought she was a goner. Turns out she had a UTI, and that's like really bad for elderly people. But she's still moving and grooving. You know, she's cooking them breakfast. She's laughing with them. She can read, she can write. You know, she can't drive. She's still, you know, going around she lives in her house. And I'm just like, that can be a possibility for me. I don't have to be what I call old and crotchety, you know? In fact,
yeah.
If anything, to wrap it, my hope, goal, dream view of the future is that I am still able-bodied well into my elderly years and I am giving all my nieces and nephews hell. Like, they're like, we can't keep up. Auntie, sit down. I'm like, no, and I won't. I want them stressed about me. I want them, hold on, I gotta call my aunt because I gotta make sure. Because she said she was going to France, and I don't even know who she knows over there. Like, hold on. Well, how old is she? 97. Like, I want them to be like, oh, we going on a cruise? Let me call my auntie because I know she's down. Like, I want to be that person. And I think me doing that is stepping into this decade knowing that I want to be having the fun, having a lot of it, and allowing, releasing, receiving ease and enjoyment in my life. It doesn't have to be that hard.
Oof. Lord, how am I supposed to come up behind that?
Say your truth. Say your truth. Say your truth.
For my first year in my 40s, I think just kind of continuing to build business, establish, and make connections, and just continue to give less fucks. I have noticed that. I've been giving less fucks lately, which is now, nice.
I would like a tutorial if anybody wants to, like, hit me up, you know, flying the DMs, whatever. The fucks. Because I'm realizing I'm giving a lot of fucks, and I thought...
Are
fucks,
you? See?
Yeah.
I'll have to send you something, and it was pretty interesting. Somebody, I didn't listen to it, but you know, Liquid Death is basically like a canned water company.
Yes.
And the owner creator was basically like, you know what, in order to have a successful business, you have to have people that just don't like you. I don't want to say haters, because I feel like that gets overused. Maybe he used that word, but mm-hmm. it's like, you just have to, people are not going to like you, you mm-hmm. know? And it's basically people are going to have like a bitch eating crackers towards you, you know? And I was like, that's so true, because I like watch some of these people. I'm like, they are annoying as fuck, but I'm like, they also is rich as fuck. And I respect that. So like,
that part,
that's kind of like where I'm getting to, like, well, yeah, they kind of suck, but fuck, they're rich and they're not really, you know, some of them do it in shady ways and some not so much, you know, just kind of being obnoxious. And I can't really knock that. And I'm just like seeing people who are doing these like wellness things. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I can do that too. And I should be. And the only person that's stopping me is me. So, and there's going to be people who don't like it simply just because, you know,
just because.
So, yeah, that's where I am.
I agree. I like it. I like that for you. I'm realizing I'm caring.
No, stop.
I know.
And that was just surprising because you're usually the one.
Oh, I usually am, but it's so interesting. It's like a switch has been flipped. And it's funny because, you know, I don't really delve into the emotions and things, but I feel really much like my moon is like shining, and she's like, welcome, we've been waiting. And I'm like, no, take me right back to the earth and the air, please and thank you. You know, I'm either here or there, you know, Virgo or a Gemini, and my Scorpio moon is like, we've been waiting. You will care now, bitch. And I'm like, no. So yeah, but I think also my caring is probably tied to the things that I care about. The reason I care is because it's tied to something that I actually want or am trying to do or I'm invested in. So mm-hmm. I care about the people who are tied to that, not because of who they are, but because of the tie to my thing. The moment they're no longer tied to it, the caring kind of does stop. So there's that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess more.
Oh, you know what else I kind of want to do? I think I want to do like a photo series of talking to like women in their 40s and just So
I
think I want to do that.
I did have an idea of like doing photos to capture 40, but I realize I don't want them during my actual birthday, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, maybe when we have our vampire weekend, I'll take some more pictures of you.
That makes sense. So,
yeah. All right.
So you're saying, you know, businesses, growth, and
continue to give less fucks, because people that have really successful businesses and rich as hell don't give a fuck.
That's true. Maybe that's my thing. I need to give less fucks and then I'll get more money. Is that how that works? Tell me.
Like, even like people that we love, like Oprah, like, God, man, she was a messy bitch, you know? And I say that in this most endearing way. Right?
As mama made those multi-millions, she started getting way more elevated.
Because her talk show was like very Jerry Springer.
At the very beginning, yes. And then it started to move towards the elevate. It's like as her income climbed, so did her talk show.
And not that it's 100% her fault, but I mean, she did bring us Dr. Phil and that other guy that tried to run. What's his name?
Not Dr. Oz.
Yes.
Yeah. She bought us Oz and Phil.
But guess what? She's making Gail and them hike 5 miles up a hill and she don't give a fuck.
I know.
Because she's rich.
So freaking wealthy.
The energy around money. People are like, oh, why do you want to be rich? Well, like, why the hell not? I've got two kids. I want them to have experiences.
Two options, bitch.
And money is not the evil. It's the love of money, right? That's right. The root of all evil.
Right. It's the love of it. And even then, it's like, you can't do what God calls you to do if you broke.
Bitch. Okay. Listen.
What if he calls you in line at the grocery store, pay for the person behind these groceries, and you barely could pay for your own?
Right.
So you get your, which is what I'm doing, getting my financial house in order. So if God calls me to do a massive thing, I can write the check.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I want to be wealthy. I want all the money. He said stores up riches for me. I am a child of God, so I receive that 100%. Also too, what are you going to do with it? Like, I think a lot of people think, oh, you're going to get money and then, you know, not do nothing. You know good and well. If you are a good person, you're going to do good in this world. You're going to give to certain charities. You're going to help family members. You're going to, maybe you need to help yourself so you can set yourself up in a good way and your family, you know, if you have kids or whatever.
Like, well, you know what I said about that one person about donating charity? I said, I am the charity.
If you would like to donate, I can give you my student loan account number today. Okay? Okay. You're more than welcome. But yeah, like, charity starts at home. So hence why I want to be wealthy. Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, also too, like, I'm just thinking about, like, you know, I don't have any kids per se, but I have nieces and nephews. I also have parents. So would it not be a blessing if, you know, I want to slide my parents a couple of G's, be like, you know, y'all retire, go have some fun, go ball, you know? Or something comes up and I'm able to handle it. And so it doesn't have to come out of their retirement.
Right.
I mean, options. That's really honestly what it comes down to. But it's always so interesting how that conversation comes up for people, but not for other people. Like, when you talk about wealth, magically, like, well, why do you want to be so wealthy? Bitch, I'm Black. Why not?
I love it. All right. So that's where we are. Long since we did a podcast. Drop us an email, selfcreativepodcast@gmail.com. I'm Shanika Pishi. You can find me at Shanika Pishi every and anywhere, because there's no other Shanika Pishi in this world still.
Yeah.
Let me double check.
I love it. I know there's some Jurnells out there, mainly my mama.
Yeah, it's on me. Yeah.
Okay, so you. Okay. Jurnell Simmons, JS and Simmons, but I'm private, so don't bother. But you can definitely follow the Professional Wedding BFF, which is my business website, as well as Instagram and TikTok. And you can go info@professionalweddingbff.com if you want to hit
me. Yes. Oh, all right, guys. Love you. And I would say until next time, but who knows when that's going to be.
Exactly. So until then, peace, love, and light.
Bye. Bye.